Chapter 35, The Stilling of the Storm. It had been an eventful day. Beside the Sea of Galilee, Jesus had spoken his first parables, explaining the nature of his kingdom and the manner in which it was to be established. He had likened his work to that of the sower, the development of his kingdom to the growth of the mustard seed and the effect of leaven in meal. The final separation of the righteous and the wicked he had pictured in parables of the wheat and tares and the fishing net. The precious truths he taught had been illustrated by the hidden treasure and the pearl of great price. As evening came on, the crowd still pressed upon him. Day after day he had ministered to them, scarcely pausing for food or rest. Now the close of day found him so utterly wearied that he sought retirement in some solitary place across the lake. He bade his disciples accompany him thither. After he had dismissed the multitude, they took him into the boat and hastily set off. But other fishing boats lying near the shore were quickly crowded with people who followed Jesus, eager still to see and hear him. The Savior, overcome with weariness and hunger, lay down in the stern of the boat and soon fell asleep. The evening had been calm and pleasant, but suddenly darkness overspread the sky, and a fierce tempest burst upon the lake. The waves, lashed into fury by howling winds, dashed fiercely over the boat and threatened to engulf it. Those hardy fishermen had guided their craft safely through many a storm, but now their strength and skill availed nothing. Helpless in the grasp of the tempest, they saw their boat filling,